But time now for us to head to the hotline for the first time in today's show. We bring in our very first guest, Pam Fechter, Planning Coordinator with the City of Avon, joining us right now. Pam, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
Of course, Andy. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
So far, so good. And just trying to stay warm like everybody else. That's a very difficult thing to do these days around here. But
yes, it is.
In Avon, things are getting pretty exciting for you guys. A lot of great new businesses coming into the area. We'll begin with a ribbon-cutting ceremony coming up a little bit later on this week at Planet Fitness. What else going on here?
Yeah, that was the first one on my list. Planet Fitness opened up at the end of the year, 1st of January. On Wednesday, the 30th, from 4 to 7, they're having their grand opening. They're located at 35015 Chester. We're excited. They're bringing in Colin Sexton from the Cavaliers, point guard, to sign autographs. There's some local businesses I know that are going to be on hand as well to celebrate the grand opening of them coming to town.
Very cool stuff. Well, when you bring in the guy that was drafted by the Cavaliers with their first pick, you know it's a huge event, so that'll be a lot of fun, no doubt about it. Now, anyone that's been driving around the city knows that both Menards and Meijer have been going up for quite some time now. On my way to the highway from my house, I drive by that Meijer all the time, and I keep thinking, when's it coming up? When's it going to open? So when is the expected launch date for Meijer?
We are still on target for early spring. I know everybody wants an exact date. I would say since I've been here, that has been the number one set of phone calls I get. But I would say in the next couple months, we should hear more. And they're both on track to open early spring, and everybody is so excited.
Yeah, for all the obvious reasons. I mean, those are two big businesses who have done extraordinarily well. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, I was looking at one of the shops right across from where that Meijer is going up near the Levin Furniture, and that whole shopping center is really beginning to fill up. I mean, I know there's a smoothie shop over there. There's a gym over there. And there's also another brewery going up over there as well.
Actually, Beerhead Brewery is going to be in that farthest northern spot. They don't actually manufacture beer, but they will have, can't even tell you how many beers on tap of local brews and different things like that. They are moving right along. Their patio is just as large as their facility. So when the weather warms up a bit, that's going to be a fantastic place to go.
Yeah, the patio is most definitely a hot spot. I know they've got a location down on the east bank of the flats.
They do.
Yeah, so it goes over extraordinarily well, that outdoor patio down there. So can't wait for that to come to Avon as well. That should be an absolute blast. And, do they have any idea when they're expected to open things up?
They're actually looking at opening maybe in the April neighborhood, if not before. And I know the patio, as soon as we get some nice temperatures, that will open right up.
Absolutely. Again, Pam Fechter, Planning Coordinator with the City of Avon, is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And we've talked a lot about the southern portion of that stretch near the newest exit on the highway on Nagel Row, right off of I-90. Let's talk about a little bit north of the exit as well. I know a lot of exciting things are happening there as well.
There are. And I will have to say, you know, one more tidbit around that interchange area. There's been rumors that Slyman's Tavern's coming to town. And I can confirm that they have purchased land, their management group, and they are right now in conversations about what they're going to do. But they'll be right there on Just Imagine Drive. So we've got one more exciting thing coming in that area. We also have some more medical stuff on hand to be coming up, starting probably in the spring. We have a 68-suite Alzheimer's unit from a company called Gandorn Suites. They're out of Columbus. This is their first expansion, and they'll be over there in the Cleveland Clinic area as well. And they do a lot with new state-of-the-art technology for Alzheimer's patients, so we're excited to see them come.
And you mentioned that Slyman's Tavern is going to be out there. Are they right next to the Emerald Event Center? What set of land did they purchase?
They purchased the land that is directly behind Get-Go.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that'll be right there just east of Get-Go on Just Imagine.
Very visible off the highway. Any idea as to when they might start building?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Okay.
Wish I did. But right now they are feeling around the area, seeing what they want to do. But hopefully we'll have conversations in the near future.
going a little bit further west on Chester, you know, obviously we see the Menards going up, but there's still a heck of a lot of land out there as well. Any idea as to when there could be some further developments made on both sides of the road out there?
I would say we'll probably start seeing some more activity in the next couple months. We've had some inquiries, and we're working closely with the Jacobs Group for that land. We also are going to be having, you'll probably see some another office building coming up somewhere in the area of that Walmart area there on Chester.
Okay.
And we have a group that's going to be coming in and building an office complex.
And there's also, just recently, that driving range that was out there. I know that land was most recently sold. Has there been any talk about what might go in there?
There has not. There's been some rumors that it might be medical related, but we're still looking for confirmation on that.
Very good stuff. Well, I know that we've talked about this a little bit in the past as well, but, you know, with all of these new businesses going up, especially right along Nagel Road, you know, I think there has at least been some discussion with some community members about maybe resurfacing or perhaps widening Nagel. Has any of that been discussed?
It has. The city does have plans this summer to take a look at that stretch of Nagel Road from the Myers-Middleton installation up to Detroit. And doing maybe some resurfacing of that, just closing in some of those ditches. And then we're looking to see what we want to do at the intersection to help traffic get through there.
Now, the roundabout was rumored a little while ago because there's been so much success with the most recent roundabout that was built at Mills and 83. Mm-hmm. Is a roundabout still a possibility at Detroit and Nagel?
It is. It's a very strong possibility.
Now, what are some of the challenges that are posed with a roundabout there?
Actually, that area, the investigation we've done, would be a good spot for a roundabout. It keeps traffic constantly moving, as we've seen at Mills and 83. We still have a few more things we want to investigate. That's a rough intersection, just trying to figure out with the different elevations there, trying to see what's going to work the best.
And then a little bit further down Detroit as well, I know there are a lot of developments that are going up. About how many homes are we talking about if we go a little further west down Detroit, closer to the Avon Commons area?
I'd say in that area we're probably looking about 40, 50 homes right now under construction. Some were approved a year and a half ago. Some were approved this past year. I want to say no more than 20 or so in the different developments, but you've got about three developments right in that area.
Now at Jay Cox and Detroit, I know right now there were some talks about what might be going in over in that particular area right across from Martin's Deli and Papa John's. There are talks about what might go up over there?
It's actually the owners of Martin's Deli are coming in with a Martin's Retail. So right now that is set up to be more of a strip-type center with an upper and lower entrance. And I know that he's got a sign out front now looking if anybody is interested.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Okay, good stuff. All right, Pam, well, look, this is always a pleasure. We certainly appreciate you giving us some of your time and jumping on here and updating us on all the new businesses that are making their way into Avon. And when we get a little bit closer to the spring and we have some more firm information as to when Myers and Menards might be opening up, we'll definitely have you on again.
Definitely. I look forward to it.
Pam, thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.